Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio.
All right, this is Jim Beaver with Rally America Radio. We're here at the second service park of day number 2 with the 2015 edition of the Snow Drift Rally. Standing here in Nick Roberts' paddock area here in the service park. We're going to catch up with him in just a second. Looks like he's bailing back into the motorhome. Yeah, I'll follow Nick right up into the motorhome. We'll get to get some warm weather going on here. All right, we're in the motorhome of Nick Roberts, catching up with him after the Super Specials. A little excitement out there on the Super Specials, right, Nick?
Oh, absolutely. I think we were out there the first leg and got a little wide on a corner and then came in on the inside and almost got stuck in there. I was like, I told you, this is where you can lose a rally, and I thought this is where it's going to happen. But luckily, we were able to keep the car moving and keep pushing through the snow and got back on the stage and did an all right finish, so can't complain.
Yeah, for sure. I know. You know, you look pretty quick through the Super Special. I've heard some pretty decent times out of you. So heading into this evening, your second overall. You know, we've got one of the longest stages you guys are gonna have all season long. Still coming tonight. You know, what are you expecting out there?
Yeah, we're expecting pretty icy conditions because we've run on the stages earlier today. So it's gonna be slick. They're plowed roads. So we're switching over to the ice tire. And it's going to be a little bit of an interesting experience, I think. It'll definitely be patience is the key, I think. You know, we're going to go out there. We're in second, like you said. We've got a good kind of cushion between us and third at this point, and we're not catching first. So we just got to keep it out of the snowbank and finish the stage clean and you know, make no mistakes.
Yeah, well, and heading into this rally, I know it's a new season. You know, here we are. You're sitting in second outright. You know, with a few stages left to go. You know, you got to be pretty happy about the way the car, the car's running. And I know you got a new car. You know, looking to launch at 100 Acre, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm really happy with the way this car is performing. I mean, the last event last season, we finished second overall, you know, and hopefully we finish second overall here if we can keep it on the road. So, I mean, this car is definitely performing well. I'm really excited to see what we can do with the new car because we've made some big improvements as far as weight and getting the center of gravity down. So I think it's should be an even more competitive car. It's a bummer that Adam went out because I think him and I were starting to swap stage times a little bit. And it would have been fun to see how the rest of the day would have played out, but that's how those things go.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I appreciate you catching up with us. We'll let you get back to your warm motorhome.
Thank you.
All right, we are here with David Higgins getting ready to go out on this last section of roads heading into the finish. What are we looking forward to? Just got done with a Super Special. I know you had a pretty exciting first corner.
Yeah, it didn't really make a great start. Well, it was a bit slippier than what I expected, to be honest. I thought it would be quite a grippy road, but it got quite mushy, and because we were on the ice tyre, it just sort of blocked up very early and everything was very cold. But this next long stage we're going into, like 23 miles, it's a bit with quite deep snow, so it's going to be quite slushy, but we're now going on to the full ice tyre because I'm hoping that it's going to have polished a little bit, and you know, it's just trying to get a good run through that one before we go into the last Bonfire Alley stage.
Yep, that's got to be one of the most exciting stages all year, running through Bonfire Alley. You know, I've seen it on TV in the videos. It's got to be, but it got to be kind of surreal to race through that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. This year will be a little bit different because it'll probably be daylight when we do it, where normally it's in the dark. But I'm fairly sure they've brought the schedule a bit earlier because they were starting to have some problems with too many spectators there. So maybe that's why now they're going to do it in the daylight. But it's still a great buzz when you're driving by and seeing the explosions going by in your background. First time I did it, scared the crap out of me. I had no idea. I thought the car would blow up and all sorts. But now with a bit of experience, you know what to expect.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on the spot before we let you go. 2015 Subaru, you're a day and a half in now. Well, what do you think of the car?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I really feel at home with it straight away. And the car's giving me great confidence. That's what you need on this surface.
All right. Thanks, David. Good luck. And we'll see you at the finish line.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, Rally America Radio, we're catching up here with Adam Yim, and how's everything going, buddy?
Not fantastic. Lost the engine on stage 12 today, so it's kind of put a damper on our rally. We were solidly in second, and now we're DNF, so yeah, kind of sucks.
Yeah, definitely. You know, other than the engine, car running solid, I mean, you know, no problem's going to be able to get it to 100 Acre Wood, right?
Yeah, this is a whole new engine package for us. It's constantly in development, so we need to get to the bottom of this issue before we go to 100 Acre Wood, but yeah, I mean, the car itself is fine. It's just diagnosing this issue and making any changes in the engine we need to make, and then be back for full fighting power at 100 Acre.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for catching up with me, my friend.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we're going to catch up with Adam Yeoman's teammate here, Brenton Kelly. How's everything out there, Brenton?
Everything's going good. We're driving smooth. I think we were sitting fifth or sixth place, and then I found out we got a little speeding penalty on a transit, so that bumped us back a little bit. But we're just going to cruise home and hopefully finish top 10.
Yeah, how was that super special? A lot of people having some offs and getting in trouble in some of the snowdrifts.
It was pretty icy on both runs, actually. The first one I took it pretty easy because I knew we had the stage after. The second one I had a little bit more fun, put on a little show for people. But we kept it smooth and actually ended up faster on the second pass when it was way more slick. So it was a bit of fun for sure.
All right, looking forward to tonight. Obviously, you've got Bonfire Alley stage and one of the longest stages you'll race all year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to the 24-mile stage. It's going to be really challenging. I'm interested to see how we stack up against the other guys and see how everyone keeps their concentration. And Bonfire Alley is always awesome. You know, people throwing gas on fires right as you're passing them. You can feel the heat on your face. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, with solid showing, this weekend, you gotta have you looking forward to 100 Acre Wood.
Definitely, definitely. The penalty's a little bit of a bummer, but, you know, it's my own fault. And just trying to put some points on the board and head to 100 Acre with a clear head.
All right, thanks, Brenton. Good luck this evening.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, continue to walk through here through the service park. A lot of paddocks here. A lot of people looking a little barren. Closing up shop already. Moving on. A few DNFs. Got some other guys that problems with their cars, and some of the drivers already pulled out. I'm a little late getting here to the service park. Luckily, we were able to catch up with a few of. Few of the top teams running in the top five there, but definitely going to be a solid event tonight. Still a few more stages left to go. Coming out of those super specials, seems like the super specials wreaked a little havoc on these guys. But tonight we've got one of the longest stages of the year, 24 miles long. Definitely going to test these drivers' concentration and endurance. And also, that iconic Bonfire Alley stage where those guys just go tapped out past all the bonfires and the campers, and just absolutely epic. I always look forward to the videos and the pictures from that, and I can tell you these guys with their GoPros and action cams, and they're going to be uploading everything tonight, bringing you guys in the loop. Definitely want to look forward to those pictures. We will see you at the finish line here at the 2015 edition of the Snowdrift Rally here in Atlanta, Michigan.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.